optics on. Say it's the 28th of November, 1977. Paul Cummings talking to Wolf Kahn in Studio 813 Broadway, where you've been for 27 years now?
26. I'm a beacon of stability in a world of change.
At least you don't have to worry about where you're going to go.
Yes, I'm worried about it all the time.
I mean, in terms of
I've been, at least 10 times I've been threatened to be thrown out.
Really?
In fact, some of my, I've constantly stayed, and the people that I shared the studio with have constantly been thrown out. One of them by attacking the landlord, you know.
Exotic things like that.
Yeah, then I had Bob De Niro here who listened to Billie Holiday record, the same record that the last one she did before she died, which was all, you know, heavy, you know, and he just kept it going all night long, the same record. I finally throw him out.
Too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't we start at the beginning and do some kind of family background and ideas and history. You were born in Stuttgart, right?
Yes.
1927, October 4, and you just had a birthday.
Yes. 50th birthday. You call this 50th birthday interview.
Good. And you grew up there until 1939 when you went to Britain.
No, I lived in Frankfurt most
of the time. Oh, you did?
Yeah. With my grandmother, because my father emigrated very soon after. He was the conductor of the Stuttgart Philharmonic and lost his job the day Hitler took power for being Jewish.
Oh, I see. So that you started out with all that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And left?
He left immediately and went, he conducted for a while for the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
In Rome,
mm-hmm.
For recording purposes. Then he conducted for the Havana Symphony in Cuba, but he didn't like the climate.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally ended up in the U.S.
Oh, so you had somebody to come to then, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. He got here, I think, in 1935.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get here till 1940.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you grow up then with what, your grandparents?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother?
In Frankfurt.
In Frankfurt.
And she was a wealthy lady, grande dame, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I led a very sheltered childhood, or as sheltered as you could be, when you were afraid to get out on the street, you know.
Hmm. Well, what was that like as a child growing up in the 30s in
Hitler Germany?
Yeah.
It wasn't very pleasant. I mean, I had a very pleasant childhood anyway, but it was not because of it, but in spite of conditions.
You had more rules don't than...
Well, you know, you had to be careful about going into certain stores because they treat you nasty, and certain, like movies, after after 1938, they had signs, Jews are not allowed, and so forth. You know, I mean, it was all, and certain days you just didn't show up on the street because all the Gentile children had Hitler Youth uniforms on, so it was all too easy to see who the Jewish kids were, and they were up for grabs. Anybody could beat them up, you know. In fact, people felt very self-righteous about it. I was beaten up by a bunch of grown-ups. My bicycle broken on the way to school one day. You know? I mean, it was a very strange period in history.
Strange, terrifying experience.
Well, it wasn't very pleasant, but as soon as I was home, I was surrounded by luxury and comfort and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you know. In fact, there was when I was 11, there was a period after the famous Kristallnacht, where all the synagogues were burned, things like that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a period when the Jewish school that I attended, perforce, was closed because all the teachers had been taken to concentration camp for so-called protective custody. And my friend Hans Eberstadt and I were just terribly pleased because it meant we could play lead soldiers for an uninterrupted period of 2 months, you know, 3 months. So we set up these huge battles in my grandmother's big sewing table, which lasted for weeks on end, you know. And just couldn't get out on the street, that's all, you know.
So you just stayed home?
Stayed home. We thought it was a lark. You know, no school.
Yeah.
Then it was